Complete Guide to Pet Insurance in Singapore 2021. Introduction to Complete Guide to Pet Insurance in Singapore 2021. Think you can't afford to own a pet? Think again. With pet insurance, all your furry friends are covered, so there is no need to worry about large vet bills. Pet insurance is just like health insurance. It covers major medical expenses for your pet and protects you from the financial risk of unexpected vet bills. Unlike health insurance, however, pet insurance is relatively cheap. Selecting the right pet insurance solution in Singapore is never easy. When you have to choose your pet insurance plan, you have to consider various questions, such as, what is pet insurance? How much does pet insurance cost? What is covered under the plan and is it worth the investment? That's why we decided to create this ultimate guide to provide as much information as possible about the subject to help pet owners make the most informed decisions possible when it comes to pet insurance in Singapore. Pet insurance is insurance that provides coverage for a pet's injuries or illnesses. If you are a new pet owner, you may be wondering whether you should get pet insurance. Pet insurance can add up to hundreds of dollars per year, but it can also be a lifesaver if your pet becomes seriously ill or sustains a large injury. To begin the process of deciding whether or not pet insurance is right for you, it is important to understand how pet insurance works, as well as the different types of pet insurance. What does pet insurance cover? Pet insurance is a type of insurance that covers costs arising from your dog or cat. Plans are annual and typically cover some or all of the following potential expenses. Veterinary costs. Veterinary medicine and treatments can cost a lot in Singapore, and pet healthcare costs continue to increase. Have peace of mind when taking care of expenses that may arise from a visit to a vet, whether your pet needs surgery, chemotherapy, or other forms of medical care. Non-surgical treatment. Surgical treatment. Post-surgery treatment. Dental treatment. Chemotherapy. Cancer treatment. Room and board fees. Unexpected expenditure. Sometimes, pets can get overly mischievous and end up inflicting injuries to others or damaging property. Having pet insurance covers potential third-party liabilities. Pet theft. Yes, pet theft is a thing, especially if your prized pooch is the trusting and friendly type. Given that some breeds can cost a hefty sum, pet insurance may insure your pet in the case of theft. Death of your fur kid. Most pet insurance plans cover the expenses arising from the accidental death of your furry friends, such as cremation or burial. Is your pet eligible for pet insurance? Dogs and cats only. Pet insurance in Singapore currently available for dogs and cats only. It is not possible to insure other pets, even though they may be liable to high veterinary costs too, at the moment. Your pet's age. Your pet has to be at least 8 weeks old to get insured. More importantly, the maximum age that they can be insured is 9 years old. If your pet is older than that, it is not eligible. Microchip. Some pet insurers require your pet to be microchipped before they can insure it. In any case, microchipping is a very good idea as you never know when your pet might get lost. Other requirements. Your pet must not be a working dog, e.g. guide dog or guard dog, used for breeding purposes, or reside in a different home from you. What to consider when choosing pet insurance? Choosing a specific coverage or policy can be daunting for pet parents. There are so many options and confusing words and conditions when it comes to insurance policies. But before you dive into each of them, you must know what you need and what is important for you and your cat or dog. Take note of these things. Your pet's species. Your pet's health varies from one species to another. There are diseases and illnesses that are specific to a species. Do your research. Your pet's breed. Knowing any medical condition associated with your pet's breed is also one thing you should consider. There are many breeds that carry genetic mutations that could cause some problems or discomfort to your pets. For example, Shih Tzus and other toy breeds usually suffer wobbly kneecaps or patellar luxation. Your financial resources definitely should be on the top of your list. Make sure you have the financial resources to support your pet's medical expenses. This will help you decide on what type of pet insurance you should get. your ability to pay for routine vet care. Write down the list of medical expenses you would need to pay for. Include all the vaccines needed and shell out for emergency vet trips. With all that information, cross-reference it to your financial resources. What are the pet insurance companies in Singapore? Happy Tales by AON. Happy Tales Pet Insurance is by AON and is underwritten by MSIG Insurance, one of Singapore's leading insurers. Happy Tales can be pricey compared to other insurance companies, but they offer a lifetime comprehensive medical and accident coverage for cats and dogs. Their policy will ensure that your pets are covered throughout their lives. Among the four big insurance companies, Happy Tales is the only one that offers lifetime coverage for your pets. PawSafe by AIA. If you are a cat owner, then PawSafe is not for you. AIA's policy only covers dogs. PawSafe is great for pet parents looking for liability and accident coverage. Unlike other pet insurance, PawSafe doesn't cover vet expenses. Pet Care by Liberty Insurance. Liberty Insurance can cater to you pets, cat and dogs. Their policy covers up to 70% of vet bills, and they provide financial protection for medical and surgical expenses due to illness or accidents of your beloved pets. You will have the freedom to pick any vet in Singapore. My Paw Pal by CIMB Bank. CIMB Bank says pet insurance is called My Paw Pal Insurance Plan. It is underwritten by Sompo Insurance Singapore. The basic plan costs $74.90 a year, and it will cover medical expenses and certain burial costs due to accidental death. My Paw Pal's policy also covers third-party liability such as injury and property damage. Is it worth it to get pet insurance? Pet insurance is not compulsory in Singapore, and plenty of people do get by without it. However, it is important for every responsible pet owner to budget for healthcare costs for their pet, especially for certain breeds who are prone to illness and for older pets. As most pet owners do not understand the high cost of medical treatment, many end up abandoning their pets the moment they get their first expensive medical bill. It is also important to anticipate the cost of third-party liabilities, especially if you have a dog that is known for its aggressive behavior. Accidents do happen, and some dogs have been known to attack other animals or even children. The responsible pet owner would want to consider pet insurance as a way to safeguard against these scenarios.